It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Next stop, the Alston Green District. It's the scene of a large-scale environmental and economic experiment in urban living just 4 miles from downtown Boston and designed to meet the city's energy efficiency guidelines for new construction. Bruce Gellerman has our report.
Alston is a neighborhood of decaying industrial buildings, storefronts, and off-campus student housing. Here, the Green Line subway runs above ground, down the middle of Commonwealth Avenue, past a world array of ethnic restaurants, bars, and clubs. And just one block off Comm Ave, workers are putting the finishing touches to the first of 7 buildings, each unique, that together promise to transform this neighborhood. A mason scrapes the extra cement from a newly laid brick wall. And sheet metal worker Shane Meredith cuts the final pieces for a work of art that doubles as a first floor window grate.
Usually have straight bars on them, it almost looks like a prison. But something like this, it's strong enough, it can keep people out, and it's very pleasing to the eye. The more fancy you get, the more money it costs, yeah. It's supposed to represent grass blowing.
The window grate sculpture is called City Grass, functional urban art designed by inner city kids. City Grass is the logo for The Element, the first building in an ambitious $125 million project. When it's all done, it'll be a 500-apartment community filled with state-of-the-art, environmentally friendly features. And says developer Bruce Persolet, lots of art, much of it made from recycled materials.
What we have done is designated areas throughout this whole neighborhood for public art. And we feel public art humanizes a neighborhood. This building is a blank canvas that allowed us to apply all our creativity to it. And when you go throughout the building, you're going to see that virtually every square inch has some idea that we have pulled out of thin air and applied.
Let's go. The lobby of The Element will be heated with a high-efficiency gas fireplace. All the walls are super-insulated. The windows are floor-to-ceiling, triple-pane, allowing sunlight in, keeping street noise out, and indoor temperatures constant. Little things add up.
To encourage bicycle use, we have bike racks throughout the entire garage, and we have interior bike storage. So this building is extremely bicycle-friendly.
You can rent a bike on site or charge your electric car, and in the basement, toss your trash into a high-tech single-stream centralized sorter. On one building, there'll be solar panels. On another, maybe a wind turbine. That's if Boston officials allow it. So far, they haven't. Wind turbines aren't efficient enough. In 2007, Boston became the first city in the nation to adopt green building regulations. The regs require large-scale developers to dramatically reduce climate-changing emissions from their buildings and adhere to the U.S. Green Building Council's LEED certification standards.
This may be the first rental property green-designated community in the East Coast, and we have created a comprehensive green environment that will provide a new standard of green living for rental properties, perhaps anywhere.
As CEO of the Mount Vernon Company, one of Boston's largest real estate firms, Bruce Persolet is a persuasive salesman. He's always pitching. He got city officials to designate his 7-building community the Alston Green District. That's also the new name for the subway stop just down the block. But selling residents on going green takes more than just offering energy-efficient features and appliances. It's called for carrots, luxury amenities, and sticks. Strict rules for green living. First, some carrots.
We're going to take you to the movie theater and the common room. And what the movie theater tells you is that green living doesn't necessarily mean Spartan living. This is a club room with a full kitchen, and we'll have furniture so it'll double as a lounge. Every few weeks, we are going to provide cooking classes for our tenants. This is a population that's generally between the age of 25 and 35 and doesn't always eat right. So we're going to provide them with an education on how to cook for themselves in a healthy way. And we are very curious to see what kind of turnout we're going to get, but I suspect this is going to be a popular feature in this building.
Then there's the amenity born of one of Bruce Persolet's pet peeves. Literally, a pet peeve. Pet is the plastic found in many single-use water bottles.
This is a hydration station, and you'll be able to take a high-quality, reusable sports bottle, and you put it up to the nozzle against the wall, and you receive reversed osmosis, thoroughly, totally purified water. Because I personally object to the ridiculous waste of plastic bottles that take forever to decompose.
So do they have to pay extra for this, or standard issue, part of the rent?
The hydration station and many other features in this building are included in the rent.
So what does it cost to live here?
Rents start at $1,700 and they go as high as $2,800. Now, comparatively, for living of this quality downtown Boston, this is about half the price.
Okay, so now where are we going?
Right now we're going to go to the roof deck. And this is a feature of this building that is quite remarkable in that even though this is a building in Allston, it probably is the nicest roof deck in the city of Boston.
Well, this I gotta say. It's like a putting green. It's like a golf course here.
We have 2,800 square feet of recycled artificial turf that to the foot feels like real grass. This is not short astroturf. It bends like grass does. And then along the back of this, we will have set up planters that will serve as organic roof gardens. We will have iPod stations and we have speakers so you can relax and listen to music.
And you've got a million-dollar view of the skyline of Boston.
At early evening, that view is magical.
So the Allston Green District offers a lot of carrots, but there is one big stick. Bruce Persolet calls it a green declaration all tenants will have to sign before they can move in.
And that green declaration asks the tenants to cooperate with us in making this building the most environmentally sensitive building anywhere. Some of the aspects of the Green Declaration are institutionalized into the building. For example, we are the first landlord in Boston to separately meter for water. When water use is paid for by the tenant, it reduces consumption by 40%. So therefore, we've given them a little bit of a prod because it will hit them in their pocketbook. So water conservation will happen by itself.
So shorter showers.
Shorter showers. Perhaps when they go to use their dishwasher, it will be full instead of half full. They will do their laundry more efficiently, and they will be more mindful of how they use water.
Well, how do you reinforce that? I mean, do you have the green police knock on their door one night in the middle of the night saying, hey, come out with your hands up. You know, you've been using too much water.
The best reinforcement is the fact that they are paying for it. The wallet is the reinforcer.
When somebody comes to you and they say, you know, this is a really interesting idea, I'm interested. Do you interview them to make sure they're your type of tenant?
That's a very fine line. It's
You're not green enough for me? You know?
Yeah. We're doing it the other way around. We're promoting this as a green community, and we're hoping green people show up.
One of the first green people to show up and sign a lease at the Allston Green District was 20-something Kimberly Lauber. Her dad was carrying boxes off the elevator, helping her to move into her new eco apartment.
I really liked the idea of an eco-friendly area and that they were using eco-friendly materials to build the building, especially the floors. We really liked that. I liked the spaces. We liked the really big windows. And they said a lot of young professionals were living in the building, which was also nice. And so we thought that it would be a nice place for us to get our first apartment, actually.
What about the green declaration? You had to sign a declaration.
Right.
Did that bother you at all?
I mean, no. I mean, it was one of those things that came additionally later, but I thought it was a good contribution, you know, to the earth and to be green and to contribute to the community, make it better.
We really do want this to become the beginning of something big.
Developer Bruce Personally says his big idea goes beyond renewable energy, retrofitting, or recycling. It's about human values, social environments, and sustaining a community.
That's a very important point. We are trying to create an environment that encourages interaction. People often come to these apartment buildings and they only get to know each other if there's a fire drill or a power outage and they all get together. We want to make this a place where people get to know each other and to create a true sense of community within the building.
So, green, start to finish. How about green, your bottom line? Can you make money doing this?
That's a very interesting question. Green does have costs associated with it. That said, it is our long-term belief that it will enable us to attract a better tenant, it'll enable us to retain the tenants longer, and the ultimate testimony to that is we pre-leased 100% of a 100-unit building before it was completed. That is virtually unheard of. If that doesn't say that green works, I don't know what does.
Bruce Persley, CEO of the Mount Vernon Company and developer of the Alston Green District. For Living on Earth, I'm Bruce Gellerman in Alston, Massachusetts.